I thirst. In King James Version, John 19:28. From the Old Testament, Psalm 69:21. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. All four gospels give an account of Jesus' crucifixion. However, this fifth word, I thirst, only appears in the Gospel of John. Inspired by John to write a more complete account, since he was the only disciple at the foot of the cross when he died. The only eyewitness to the crucifixion of Jesus. Jesus, who is the living water, is now dying of thirst. Just the physical conditions of what he suffered the night before would have been enough to dehydrate him. And now he's been hanging on a cross in the sun for 6 hours, sweating, struggling to breathe, bleeding, resting on the nails in his hands. Up to this point, Jesus had not complained at all. But now he cries out, I thirst. I thirst became Jesus' confirmation of being fully human. Although he seemed to handle the beating and the hanging so calmly and patiently, it wasn't until he said those two words that we knew he suffered in his flesh, which proves that he was indeed a man. I thirst was Jesus' confession of suffering spiritually. The experience of a sinner alienated from God for sacrifice for us. You see, the Father could not look upon him since he bore all our sins, past, present, and future. He thirsted for God because fellowship and communication with God immediately stopped. Not only his mouth, but his soul was also parched. I thirst became Jesus' admission of total submission to the Father. These two words did not just slip out of his mouth. They were said deliberately and carefully. He was in total control Hallelujah. Of his thoughts, Hallelujah. Despite suffering as our sin bearer. Being fully aware of God's agenda, Jesus showed his determination to fulfill his Father's purpose by sending him into the world. With little energy left, he was making a statement for all those around him to hear, bowing to God's authority in his death, just as during his life. I thirst became Jesus' testimony of being the Messiah. He clearly knew himself to be God. All that had happened did not undermine, but it did underline that reality. The wrath of God and death had not robbed him of who he was and what he would achieve through it. The cross became a declaration of his headship, identifying him as as the Savior of the world. I thirst became Jesus' acknowledgement of his victory, knowing that all prophecy and scripture was now accomplished. He had won the battle over sin, Satan, and death. How do we know that? Because he lives. You see, when all his work was done, I thirst is a reminder to us that Jesus alone and Jesus alone can meet man's thirst now and free him from the enduring intensity of thirst throughout all eternity. Remember, Jesus said that whoever drinks of the water that I give him shall never thirst. The water that I give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life. He lives.